track 15. And finally, Mike Liggins, TV star, has the last word with memories of Banksy's Norfolk seaside spraycation.
I can remember exactly where I was when I heard the news. The world-renowned graffiti artist Banksy had painted a mural in Great Yarmouth. Great story, if true. Someone sent me a photograph, and although Banksy hadn't confirmed it yet, it certainly looked like his work. The mural had appeared on the end wall of a terraced house near the town's old gas holder on Admiralty Road. Just above a bus shelter, the mural depicted two people dancing alongside an accordion player. Crowds had already started to gather. Was it really Banksy? Why Yarmouth? Why now? What did it all mean? There was just one teeny tiny problem. I was about 25 miles down the road in Bungay, nowhere near the action. Instead of chasing the biggest art story East Anglia had ever seen, I was at Bungay Golf Club doing a report on a new grade of petrol, E10. Deeply fascinating. It was August 2021 and we were deep into the silly season. That strange period in news when everyone is on holiday and bulletins are full of silly stories. I tried to persuade the Look East producer to let me abandon my petrol report and head for Great Yarmouth. But he wasn't having any of it. The week that followed, though, was one of the best times I ever had with the BBC. The Banksy story was a big one, and it was great fun. As you might now recall, other Banksy artworks were discovered across Norfolk and Suffolk. There were 10 in total, and hundreds of graffiti fans from across Europe came to take a look. In Yarmouth, the local council had to put up barriers at the bus shelter to make sure the onlookers were safe from traffic. A week after the first mural was discovered, Banksy confirmed the work had been done by his team when he released a behind-the-scenes video on Instagram. It had a jaunty theme tune and a title, The Great British Spraycation. We made some funny short films for Look East and reported live from Great Yarmouth, Galston and Lowestoft. It was international news. People tried to work out what it all meant, and one or two fakes also appeared on the scene. For a few short weeks, everyone was a Banksy expert. I think my favourite artwork was the stable at Yarmouth's Merivale Model Village. It had Banksy's trademark graffiti on it with his name and the phrase, go big or go home. His team had snuck into the village and placed it there without the owner, Frank Newsome, noticing. Frank was a jolly fellow and, for the most part, seemed to enjoy the hullabaloo. His takings at the Model Village rose sharply, and he later sold the stable at auction for a reported £800,000. 5 years on, I look back and smile to myself. They were heady, happy days. But if I'm being really honest, my memories are tainted just a little. I can't help thinking Norfolk and Suffolk could, and perhaps should, have done more with the Great British Spraycation. Why did no one organise a tourist trail or a permanent exhibition? After all, Banksy exhibitions across the world attract hundreds of thousands of fans. According to Banksy expert John Brandler, a golden opportunity was missed. He owns and runs a gallery in Brentwood, which specialises in street and urban art. Brandler says, I offered to help, but nothing happened. Who is Banksy? His identity remains a mystery, of course. And those who do know aren't saying. He has close connections with Bristol, but remembering his spraycation now, I can't help thinking Banksy knows Norfolk and Suffolk well. Perhaps he comes on holiday here. Perhaps he might even return for spraycation too. He could be creating a new mural at this very moment on a wall somewhere in Norfolk. Now, wouldn't that be good fun?
So that brings us to the end of this August edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. We do hope you've enjoyed having a listen to some of the things and the people that live, work and are influenced by where we all live. Thanks go to contributors Caroline Culot, Katie Pearson, Oscar Lawrence, Connor Mark Jameson, Lindsay Furby, to regular columnist Nina Nanar, Norfolk Wildlife Trust Ambassador Nick Aitchison, Jolanda Rocklin, Margaret Bracknell, Chris Armstrong and Mike Liggins. Thanks also to our readers Jane Evans, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Carolyn Wood, and to our sound recordist Catherine Rose. So from me, your editor, Sarah Lusher, it's goodbye for now.